Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastors Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home, where we honor God, love family, serve others, and we pursue excellence. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. Praise God. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio or video. All we ask you to do is to prepare yourselves to receive. God has something for you. Bienvenidos a la iglesia del nuevo comienzo. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio o video. Prepárese a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. Praise God. So our message today is going to be wait on the Lord. Amen. Wait on the Lord. Leave it right there. I just want everybody to know, those of you watching, those of you listening, New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, we're celebrating 14-year anniversary. Pastors Jose and Patricia want to say thank you to all NBC family and friends. Thank you for your love, your prayers, your encouragement, and your support. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. It's been 14 years. Woo, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Woo, thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to leave a new person, change, be a new person. Lord's not finished with you. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Make yourself available. Let go and let God know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. See yourself the way He sees you. Remind yourself. See yourself the way God sees you. Not the way the world says. Not the way somebody else says and wants to be down and out and be negative. See yourself a winner. See yourself a champion. See yourself an overcomer through Him. Amen. That's the way you see yourself. Amen. That's why it's so important you keep your mind renewed all the time with the Word of God. Amen. So you know who you are. You know whose you are. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Let's make this declaration together before we continue. Grab your sword, soldier of God, and let's say this together. Amen. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Woo, thank you, thank you, thank you. Woo, praise God. Well, hallelujah. Thank you. I got a nugget for you. I want to read you one nugget, and then we'll get into our lesson. And it goes like this. It says, to forgive is not easy. And sometimes it doesn't seem fair. But if we want peace in our souls, it isn't optional. Forgiveness is one of the hardest things God has asked us to do. Yet it's one of the greatest gifts we can give ourselves. Amen. Jesus forgave those who crucified Him. And He forgave us when we were undeserving. Amen. Forgiveness doesn't excuse the hurt. It releases it into God's hands. When we choose forgiveness, we let go of bitterness and make room for God's peace to fill our hearts. Choose forgiveness today, not because others deserve it, but because you have been forgiven and your heart deserves peace. And 1 Peter 3:9 in the NIV says this, says, do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing. Because of this, you were called so that you may inherit His blessing. Amen. So, whoo, hallelujah. Man, if that don't bless you, we got to get you saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And, I'll read you one more, and then we'll get going. It says, run to Him. You know, we run to everything else. Amen. But this says, run to Him. When you sin, you miss the mark or make a mistake. Remember, you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. Run to Him. Don't let Satan talk you into sinning because you've missed the mark. It says, sin will take you further than you want to go. It'll keep you longer than you want to stay, and it'll cost you more than you want to pay. Says God is eager to forgive and to cleanse you of all unforgiveness. Receive His forgiveness. Run to Him today. Run to Him today. Don't put it off any longer. You know, ooh, hallelujah. Don't be like the prodigal son. You finally realize, you know, hey, man, you know, this world has got me down and out. I can do better at Father's house. Amen. So come to Father's house. He is ready for you. He's got his arms wide open waiting for you. Amen. Father ran to go meet him. I said, man, he's every day he's watching for you. He wants you back. He don't want to lose you. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. But you got to confess to him. You don't have to confess to pastor. You don't have to confess to nobody else. You confess to him. You go to him. Who paid for your sins? He did. Amen. You go to him. You ask forgiveness. You know what he said? He forgives and forgets. And we need to do the same thing. Because the battlefield is the mind. The battlefield is the mind. And the enemy uses that. And he's going to put it there for you. And he said, wait a minute. Jesus forgave me. And he forgot about it. I'm going to do the same thing. Amen. Every time it pops up, just hit delete and it's gone. No, that's not for me. That's not for me. Bye. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Whew. Well, let's get into the lesson. Amen. It says, wait on the Lord. We need to wait. Sometimes we don't want to wait. Says, anyway, I just wanted to thank the praise team for singing that beautiful song. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Amen. There's no shortage in God's power, might, or strength. Our way is not hidden from him. He has not forgotten about us. That's what we did. We think we forget. You know, you've got to have fellowship with him on a daily basis. Stay in touch with him. Amen. You got to stay in tune. Stay connected. You know, if you got a favorite TV show, you got a favorite radio station, man, you got to stay in tune, man. If the tune goes out, man, you want to adjust it right quick. Well, we got to stay in tune with him often, always, you know, always in tune with him, because the world, people are going to come and try to get you distracted and get you off tune, man. You got to stay focused and you got to walk that straight line. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Come on now. He's not forgotten about us like we forget about him. Come on now. Eh? You got so many little distractions going around, you know, and we forget about him. I say, oh, man, it's Sunday. I got to go. No. On a daily basis, have a relationship with him. Amen. Stay in relationships with him and keep your mind renewed. Battlefield, again, the battlefield is the mind. Keep it renewed often. Amen. That's what get bombarded the most is your mind. Amen. You can think positive or negative, but you know what? Stay focused. Get their mind renewed. Romans 12:2. Amen. Says, he makes himself his power and his might and strength available to us. He makes it available to us. Trust and have faith in him. Wait for him and his timing. Amen. Praise God. See yourself soaring with him as eagles over your cares, anxieties, worries, problems, sicknesses, or lack. All these things are coming against you. Amen. But you got to stay focused. You see yourself as an eagle over these things. Amen. Woo, come on now. Stay focused. Stay connected. Be available and be a participator. Man, when you stay full of the Word of God, you got to participate. And I just got to do something. Yeah, you got to do something because you follow the Word. You got to go somewhere and you got to empty yourself. And when you empty yourself, you refill yourself. Amen. Just like you do your favorite drink. Man, that was good. Man, you know, I got to stay refilled. Amen. Well, we got to stay refilled with him. Amen. Come on now. It says not negative, struggling, defeated. Don't be a quitter. Don't be a spectator. You know, when you don't have it, you just want to spectate. And you want to sit back and you want to say, well, you know, I could have done it better. They're not good enough. God can use them. You're judging people. You know, you're not a spectator. You need to be a participator. Amen. You want to participate and get involved. Woo. You want to be a spectator, scratching with the chickens or wallowing with the pigs, you know. Have a winning attitude. Speak the word. Speak faith-filled words. Amen. The battlefield, again, is the mind. And you got to control yourself because you can think bad things or good things. And if you think bad things, a lot of times, it's not long before it just comes out of your mouth. We got to be careful when we shoot it out. Was it a blessing or was it a cursing? Was it positive or negative? You're sowing good seed or bad seed. You control what you shoot out. Amen. So, you know what? If you thought about it and you knew it was wrong, then it don't pass your lips. I say, I'm not going to say that. That's not what the Word of God says. It's not going to bless them. It's going to curse them. No, I don't want to say it. And no, I don't want no bad seed growing in my garden. I want good seeds growing in my garden. Amen. So have a winning attitude. Listen, I tell you this all the time. God didn't put you here to lose. We got to line up with the Word and press on with the Word. He calls us to be winners. Amen. And He wants to use every one of us. Don't exclude yourself. Include yourself. Amen. In Isaiah 40 and 31, those that wait upon the Lord says, shall renew their minds. There's no shortage of God's power, might, or strength. God, go back. Yeah. Go back some more. One more. Right there. It says, wait on the Lord. It's never wasted time. You know, we're always talking about wasting time, you know. You know, we waste time focusing on the wrong things. That's a waste of time. But waiting on God is not wasted time. It's His timing. And then we got to wait on that. Amen. So you could write that down or you can take a picture of it. But waiting on the Lord is never wasted time. Okay, now go ahead, Carmen. It says, I, and you can put your name there, personally, Jose will wait on the Lord. Amen. You got to wait on Him. Amen. You can't get ahead of Him. You know, you got to stay with Him. Keep going. These are good. And I gave you this a few minutes ago, but if you want to take a picture, it says, believers, don't just read the Word. Don't just talk the Word, but they live the Word. Amen. We got to live it. And you know what? People are going to see it, and they're going to say something different about that person. What is the difference? It's Jesus. That's the difference, you know. I mean, we're having all kind of problems, and you're always stable. Amen. You're always right. You're always doing it like this, you know. Why? Because we're living the Word. Amen. Woo, we're being His followers. Amen. Keep going. All right. This is our text right here. New King James says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Woo, hallelujah. Amplify says, but those who wait, those, that's us, who wait on the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in Him, will gain new strength and renew their power. They will lift up their wings and rise up close to God, like eagles rising towards the sun. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not grow tired. Yes. Thank you. Praise God. So this is us growing up to God, staying close, you know, having a relationship with Him, having fellowship with Him, and being there for us. Amen. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Psalms 27 and 4 in the New Living Translation says, wait patiently for who? The Lord. We wait for everything else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, everything's going well. Go to the next one. Psalms 23 and 2. He make me. Hallelujah. Still water of rest. It says, sheep are restless. Yeah. Anyway. You know what? Open your Bibles. The 22nd. 23. Yeah. Psalms 23. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Hallelujah. The rest. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Psalms 23 and 2 says, he makes me to lie down in green pastures to lead me beside. He leads me beside the still waters. Okay? Still waters. Water of rest. Says sheep are restless in running water, but are calm and await in still waters. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, he's there for us. Amen. Praise God. Psalms 37 and 7 says, trust in the Lord with all. Wait quietly for all his help. Don't be angry when people make evil plans and succeed. Okay? The New King James says, rest in the Lord and be and wait patiently for him. Do not fret before of him who preserves in his ways. Because of the man who breaks wickedness seems too fast. Hallelujah. Praise God. Huh? In a few minutes, yeah. I will stop here in a few minutes. Keep going. Keep going. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, New Living Translation says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not in your own understanding. Amen. It says, seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which ways to go. Amen. The New King James says, trust in the Lord with what? With all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. And Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I have known the plans I have for you. He knows your plans. He says, declareth the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and not a future. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In all cases, waiting expectantly with faith, hope, and trust. Waiting and trusting God's timing, character, and goodness. Amen. So we are to wait on the Lord. Two key elements. Complete dependent on Him. And also allow Him to decide the term and times of His plan. Wait on His time and His plan. That's why it's so important that we wait on Him. Amen. He knows what's best for you. Amen. Sometimes we want to rush and we want it now. We will and just go in there and say, we want this now, you know. But it's got to be His timing. Amen. He knows when it's best for you. Even though you want it now, He is going to give it to you when it's His timing. Amen. So let's remember that. Patience is a product of faith. James 1, 2 and 4 says, in the easy to read version says, my brothers and sisters, you will have many kinds of trouble, but this gives you a reason to be very happy. Since you know that when your faith is tested, you learn to be patient in suffering. If you let that patience work in you, the end results will be good. But if you will be mature and come and complete, you will be all that God called you to be. New King James says, my brethren, count it all joy. Count it all joy, okay? Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give you one more scripture, and then we're going to close, and we're going to have our Mexico a missionary come up, and he's got to share some words with you. Amen. And we'll continue this next week. Amen. We're talking about waiting on him, waiting on Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Galatians 5, 22 and 23, New King James says, but the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, or patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And in the Amplified says, but the fruit of the Spirit, the results of his presence within us, his love, unselfish concerns for others, joy, inner peace, patience, not the ability to wait, but how we act while we're waiting. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness. And 23 says, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Amen. So let's remember that we must learn to wait on the Lord. We need to learn. Okay? And be patient and trust him. He knows what's best for you. He knows the best of you. Again, he knows the worst and he knows the best. But you know what? You got to wait on him. He's not finished with you. Again, remember, the Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen? So, things to have if you're going. I wrote this down. It says things to have when you go fishing. Patience and waiting expectantly with faith and hope that you're going to catch something. I go have a good time when I go fish because I know I'm patient. And I know I'm expecting to catch something. And you know what? Even if I don't catch, I had a great time. Because I made peace with him. Amen. And I don't let things. And we have to do the same thing on a daily basis as we go where we go. If we're going to work, whatever we're going to do, you just put yourself in his hands. Amen. And say, hey, regardless of what's out there, you know what? I'm going to have a good time. You know, David went out against Goliath. But he knew. He was prepared. When you prepare yourself to go out into the world on a daily basis, God woke you up. If he woke you up, he's not finished with you. He's got something for you. He's got a job for you. He's got a mission for you. Amen. And you just got to say, Lord, I just put myself in your hands. And that's what David did. Amen. And there's going to be some Goliaths, some giants coming at you on a daily basis, trying to stop you. Amen. But you know what? Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Amen. So praise God. I'm gonna stop right there. And we're going to continue because next week we're going to be talking about attitude. You're going to continue this. What kind of attitude are you going to have? Are you going to have a bad attitude or a good attitude? The choice is yours. Amen. Best thing to do is, I'm going to make myself right. I'm going to have a good attitude. David could have said, you know, hey, there's a giant out there. I ain't going nowhere. There's problems facing you. I ain't going anywhere. But you know what? Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And I'm going to have the attitude to say, hey, God is with me. God is protecting me. And God is sending me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Praise God. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. So,